Ross Gay, the award-winning, best-selling poet, is the teacher. Casey Swark, who relied on music to help get her through a debilitating illness, is the student. Gay teaches creative writing in the Indiana University English Department. Swark signed up for his course and found his unconventional teaching methods an unexpected help in making music. She had not thought much about words through the years as she honed her musical abilities, but with Ross Gay encouraging her to draw pictures as a way to see things with a new eye, the ability for Casey to pull lyrics out of her imagination grew dramatically. The two joined Michael Glab on last week's Big Talk. They continued the conversation on this week's Big Talk Extra.
Ross, you teach poetry. Pardon me, but how do you teach poetry?
I don't know. I've been asking myself that same question. Casey's in my class, so she knows that a few times, you know, periodically I'll be like, so this is an experiment. You all know that. And they're kind enough to indulge the experiment. I don't know. I feel like there's two things that I am trying to understand: how to share, how to communicate, how to cultivate. And that's the imagination and that's community.
Do students fail?
What do you mean by fail?
Can you be a bad poet?
I write mostly poems that I don't like, but I work on them and I fiddle with them and I push on them and I transform them so that once they finally become poems that I do like, they usually go from poems that would not be particularly good into something that I'm interested in. So, but the idea of like failure, you know, I have a different kind of relationship to that, because another thing that, you know, that since you asked, another thing that I'm realizing that I'm hoping my classes become spaces where practice becomes really valued, practice and something like sketching. So everything you're doing is like a sketch for something, you know, which is to say that probably nothing is a failure. Mm. Probably nothing's a failure. Probably everything is a step toward the thing that you'll make eventually, you know, the beautiful thing you'll make eventually.
Myself as a writer, the biggest challenge is to get rid of that
totally
person in your head that says, no, that sucks.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. That's the thing. I mean, if a writer or an artist or a maker or a person loosens up, it seems, their relationship to needing to make a kind of perfect thing, but instead imagines the thing that they're making to be the thing that needs to be made, you know, it seems like you don't get stuck as much.
Casey, you take class
with
Ross. Is this going to help you in your writing of lyrics?
I met with Ross at the very beginning of the year, and it come up that I was had a great focus in lyricism, but I had never taken a poetry class. I don't read poems. I'm very new into this whole writing thing.
Huh.
And so when we were talking, I had asked him, is like, okay, should I, you know, craft what we're learning or change the projects so they suit what my quote unquote niche is? And he was like, no, like, because whatever you're going to do, whatever you're going to create in my class is going to end up helping that, but it's going to be good to like kind of focus outward on
right.
the kind of like something that you suck at. Like, I can't draw for the life of me. And he had us like lay outside and sketch a tree, and allowing that journal to like suck. And like, if you look back at it and you're like, is that a tree or is that like a boat?
Mm.
And being okay with that, and the amount that I've grown in his class, and just looking at my lyrics, I've written a couple songs while I've been in his class, just on my own time, and seeing how the way I look at the world and the way I create, and such a greater focus that I'm attuning myself into the beauty of things.
Mm-hmm.
It's been so inspiring to see a poet who's, at least in my mind, happy and colorful.
Mm-hmm.
And he never comes into class wearing black.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I mean, granted, like, it's fine if you wear black, like whatever. And it's fine if you're not happy.
There's no stereotype, I'll tell you that.
No, but it's not like he avoids subjects that are sad, that are violent, like
mm-hmm.
exactly what you're saying. But it's been so eye-opening to me, because so much of my writing and so much of my rumination
mm-hmm.
on art is about things that I do not understand, and things that have happened to me or things that have happened to other people that I dearly love. And there's such a natural way to lean into that and to not push yourself to put color on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been something that I've really like opened my eyes for.
Now, I suggest, Ross, that we listen to a little music. What do you say?
Great idea.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Shoot.
Okay. The song is called Come Home.
Go ahead.
And I don't know And I don't know where you've been, but please won't you tell me, if I'll see you again. If I'll see you again. I find that my soul cries, but all the rubble just stays inside. And all the memories, the melodies, just trying to stay alive. Kicked back by a heartbeat that won't speak, but trying to make a sound with white walls and a hospital gown. Oh, the whisper of your touch has never slipped away. Oh, the passing of a lover who's forgotten how to love. Who's forgotten how to love. I'm here, are you really there? 'Cause there's a part of me that's oh so scared. I'm counting up the sleepless nights, covers for disguise, wishing you'd be somewhere over my fear. Come home, come home. Come home, my friend. Come home, come home, come home. If I'll see you again.
Ross Gay, the poet, Casey Swirk, the musician, thanks for joining us on Big Talk.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.